Good afternoon, everyone. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and this news update is brought to you by Morelli Equipment, your local LS tractor dealer. Morelli Equipment also sells Bad Boy zero-turn mowers, golf carts, and used farm machinery located at 4515 South Thomas Road off Atwater Road near Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morelli Equipment. A 23-year-old man from Bad Axe was hospitalized with minor injuries after his electric scooter collided with the pickup truck in the Walmart parking lot Wednesday afternoon, according to local police. Authorities said the man was riding east through the lot when he entered the path of a northbound 2024 Ford Maverick operated by a 72-year-old Bad Axe resident. The scooter rider reportedly did not yield before crossing and was struck and thrown to the ground. Police noted the scooter was traveling at a high speed before the crash. The driver of the Ford Maverick was not hurt, and both vehicles had minimal damage. Bad Axe Police was assisted by emergency crews from Central Huron Ambulance and Bad Axe Fire Department at the scene. And Devontae Q. Woods, a 33-year-old probationer from Saginaw, has been sentenced to prison for leading police on a high-speed chase that ended in a crash. On September 24th, Saginaw County Circuit Judge Andre R. Borello sentenced Woods to three concurrent prison terms ranging from 18 months to 15 years, crediting him for 150 days already served in jail. Woods was also ordered to pay $464 in fines and costs. The chase was a result of Woods attempting to evade arrest for possession of illicit drugs, culminating in a collision with another vehicle. And the Huron County Courthouse in Bad Axe, Michigan, is hosting a suicide awareness event this week as part of ongoing local efforts to raise awareness about suicide prevention. While the recent major event, the Huron County Suicide Prevention Walk for Awareness, took place earlier this month at the Huron County Nature Center, the courthouse event continues the community-focused initiatives organized by the Huron County Prevention Coalition to support mental health and suicide awareness in the region. The coalition provides sources, support, and education to the public throughout the year to help prevent suicide and promote well-being. And Lakers High School is celebrating homecoming week from September 29th to October 3rd with a Disney theme. The festivities will include a homecoming parade on October 3rd at 5 p.m. in Pigeon, followed by the varsity football game against Sandusky at 7 p.m. The homecoming king will be announced during the pep assembly on Friday afternoon, and the homecoming queen will be revealed at halftime of the varsity game that evening. The 2025 homecoming senior court members are Lakin Crone, Miriam Shoup, Ella Sabatka, Ava Gardy, Michael Bruce, Nate Radomski, Jacob Herman, and Ellie McIntyre. The class representatives include freshman Walter Hogg, Savannah Sherrard, sophomores Raiden Bishop and Claire Suggett, and juniors Matthew Murdoch and Layla Stone. These events aim to foster spirit and celebrate the student community during the festive week. And when we come back after this Morelli Equipment, we'll get to our obituaries for this hour.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morelli Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morelli Equipment, your Thumb Area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in Eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer Store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and again, we do have just a few obituaries to report for this hour. On the morning of September 5th, 2025, Norman Tulaski, age 75, of Bad Axe, passed away peacefully with his daughter by his side at the Huron County Medical Care Facility. Norm was born on June 28, 1950. A funeral wake service will be held on Tuesday, September 30, 2025, at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe at 11 a.m. Visitation will be Monday, September 29, 2025, at the McAlpine Funeral Home from 2 to 8 p.m. And also on Tuesday, 1 hour prior to the funeral service. The family wishes to share a special thanks to the staff at the Huron County Medical Care Facility for taking amazing care of Norm and by treating him like family. Donations can be made to his grandsons, Easton and Caleb, in care of Alicia, or to the Alzheimer's Association, ALZ.org, in Norm's memory. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Rebecca Becky Nell Schubel, 84, of Meadow Lane Assisted Living in Bad Axe, passed away peacefully on September 22nd. She was married 62 years to retired Huron County District Judge John Schubel until his death in 2022. The family wishes to sincerely thank Meadow Lane Assisted Living and Heart Hospice for their outstanding care and compassion. A private memorial will be held at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseysfh.com. And last, Larry Tim, age 84 of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, September 19th, 2025, under hospice care and surrounded by his loving family. He was born on October 28, 1940 in Bad Axe. He married Norma Matice on July 28, 1962. A graveside service will be held at Colfax Cemetery on October 11th at 11 a.m., followed by lunch at the Franklin Inn, Bad Axe. Family and friends are welcome to attend. Condolences may be shared at KaufmanFuneralHome.com. And you can get the full stories of your news, obituaries, weather, and information on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Morell Equipment, your local LS tractor dealer. Morell Equipment also sells Bad Boy zero-turn mowers, golf carts, and used farm machinery, located at 4515 South Thomas Road off Atwater Road near Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morell Equipment.